Want to know our best-kept hosting secrets?
They're all inside our STR Must-Haves Master List, our secret weapon that continues to transform ordinary host into extraordinary host.
The Must-Haves Master List is a checklist that we've been perfecting for over 12 years.
Picture this: your guest checks into your short-term rental, and they're instantly wowed by the thoughtful touches and impeccable amenities. Why? Because you've got the TFE Must-Haves Master List by your side.
This checklist has all the insider secrets that even the best hosts didn't know they were missing.
We challenge you to take the checklist into your property today. See how many items you can mark off of this list. You didn't get them all? No worries. This is your chance to level up. So go to hostchecklist.com and grab your free copy. That's hostchecklist.com to download our coveted checklist today.
You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home.
My favorite operations and cleaning tool. Come on, everyone. You know what it is by now. It's Breezeway. It just got a whole lot better for Airbnb hosts.
Breezeway's platform has always helped hosts manage work like cleaning, maintenance, and inspections at their properties. But now their technology is integrated with Airbnb, which means you can connect your Airbnb reservation info with Breezeway, helping you save even more of your precious time, like automatically notifying your cleaners on a new reservation or changes to an existing reservation.
You can use Breezeway to schedule cleaning, inspections, and maintenance tasks using smart checklists and automated messaging to maintain a consistent guest experience.
Connect your Airbnb guest reviews with individual tasks in Breezeway. For example, fridge stopped working and the guest mentioned it in your review, a Breezeway maintenance task will help you make sure it gets fixed as soon as possible.
Respond to guest messages all in one platform. Hosts can now view and respond to Airbnb message threads within the Breezeway platform.
And that's not all. The Breezeway Guide is a personalized digital welcome book, and they also have Breezeway Assist, a 24-hour call service supplemented with Breezeway's AI-driven engine, are also connected through this Airbnb integration.
There are so many things that Breezeway can help you tackle, so check out Breezeway for yourself. TFE listeners will receive free implementation when you decide to make Breezeway a part of your hosting operational strategy, just like Annette and I have. Visit breezeway.io/TFE to learn more. That's breezeway.io/TFV. Hello, welcome back for another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for Visiting. Let's kick off this episode like we do every week, and that is sharing one of you, our amazing listeners, who's using our hashtag STR Share Sunday. Why? Because on Sunday on Instagram, we'll share your short-term rental. We'll also share it here on the podcast, to our email list. Annette, who are we sharing this week?
This week, we are sharing at Cedar Glen Getaway. Again, that's at Cedar Glen Getaway. And segue already into our episode, because you are going to see when you go to this account, they are dog lovers. They are dog parents, and their cabin is fur baby friendly, if you will. But I really want to call attention to a couple of things that I think every host listening could do on their account ASAP. Is I always love when hosts do this, just including your guest reviews. But one thing that they have on their account is, like, every few posts, they do something specific about the property. So for instance, like the interior, the exterior, their location, about the host, about, they take every like part of the home and just kind of break it down in bullet points. Because I know if you're scrolling through Instagram, sometimes you don't even read the captions. So sometimes it's important to put the information in the actual photo itself. But the thing I love the most about their account. They do a cabin tour. And the cabin tour was awesome. It's pinned at the top of their account. I want you to take a look at it. They really did a great job with it. And the best thing is they actually did a giveaway there. And what I want to note here is they asked everyone that watched the tour what their favorite part about the house was. And a large percentage all mentioned how fur baby dog friendly it was. They have a dog bed. They're very specific fenced in yard. They have amenities for the dog. So I just want you to see how powerful it is if you would also allow pets to be guests in your home. Take a look at them. Cedar Glen, thank you for giving us a shout out. We will be reciprocated with this shout out. And so we can't wait to share one of you. But Sarah, let's get on to this episode.
I've been so excited to release this episode because we created a checklist with our friends over at Breezeway a while ago. And we took our time with this. Like, we created the most comprehensive pet checklist that we could so that you can download it and use it to set up your rental to be pet friendly. So if you want that free download, head to our show notes and we'll give it to you. But in this episode, we're going to break down why each element of this checklist was so important for us to include, because it is, while being pet friendly will bring more revenue to you, it's also, there's some other things you could do to prepare for it, to keep the spaces looking great over time, and just different ways that you can surprise and delight dog moms or dads. Or if you like cats, I mean, you know, being pet friendly is your
choice.
Your choice.
Birds. Who knows?
Reptiles? Rabbits? How far are we going to go with this?
I don't know. Well, we should ask if anybody's had an exotic animal stay. Let us, we'll give an award to the most exotic pet stay.
Email us. Hi at thanksforvisiting.me. Let us know. But with that, let's get to this episode because we want you to make more revenue without having to do much more in your rental moving forward. Let's get to today's episode about being pet friendly. We've actually partnered up with our dear friends and partners in the industry, Breezeway. Breezeway, thank you so much for being a podcast sponsor, because listeners, it'd be very hard to be here without our podcast sponsors. But something that Breezeway does so well, and I am in this app every day, is giving me a checklist of things to do, a checklist of my things for my team to do. If we need to add something that day that is an ad hoc task, we just add it to Breezeway. I can also pull up old things that we've done and give them to my owners, like, hey, here are the maintenance tasks we've done. It's a great place to store information about all the appliances in your home, and everything can live inside Breezeway. It truly is like a living, breathing, almost like document or place to house things. And so we asked them, like, what if Breezeway, we collaborated on the most comprehensive pet-friendly checklist? And so what Annette, our team member Colleen, myself, we sat down with Breezeway. They connected with a data team to bring you some data as well about what it means to be pet-friendly in your short-term rental. And we want to go over that with you today.
Because it is not simply just checking the box on, the, let's say, Airbnb or Vrbo or your direct booking site that you are pet friendly. There are definitely back-end processes and systems that you need to be put in place. And most importantly, figuring out what your rate is going to be for your home being pet friendly and adding that amenity. So let's start with the numbers, Sarah.
Yeah. So Breezeway connected with Key Data. And this is data from 2023. And overall, in the U.S., you can increase your occupancy rate by 6% just by being pet-friendly. And if you don't think that 6% is a big number, do the math for your rental, especially any listeners out there who are co-hosts and what that would do to your entire portfolio. That's quite a jump. You can add at least 11% to your average daily rate as well. And so Annette asked me to go through one of our properties and see how much pet fees we've collected. And in one of our properties, we have collected on average an extra $400 to $500 a month by being pet friendly. And that's just the fees we collect. That doesn't necessarily paint the picture of how, because our occupancy rate in this right. building is also high 80s. And we're also pushing the rate as well at this property because, and also I want to share with you, if you're a co-host as well, the great thing about being pet friendly and the fees that we collect as a co-hosting company, we keep the fees because what we share with our owners
is this is a marketing strategy for you, owner. When people mark that they want to be pet friendly, which is a top requested amenity, you're going to show up, mm-hmm. right? And we can also increase the rate there as well because you are a more competitive property. And then all the fees that we collect from the guest, we keep those fees. That helps goes back to the cleaning team. It goes to all of our operational efforts because we're through the checklist that we're going to talk about today to make sure that property is still maintained and it still looks great guest after guest.
Because it is more work.
It is more work. But I will tell you, pets are like less work than the humans themselves at the time. So
let's start with the checklist.
Okay. So there's three components of this checklist that we're going to go over today. There are the policies and procedures that we put in place to be pet friendly. There are the resources for the pets that we include. And then there's the amenities that we include for our pets. Let me tell you, if you can have an amenity that's going to wow your guest for their pet, they are going to love you for life. Because I'm a pet mom, I'm a dog mom. The way to my heart is through my dog. So let's start with the policies and
dogs. Procedures.
I know.
You left one of them out. I'm just saying.
I just meant,
are
like
you
in
really
general.
That great of a dog mom if you only said dog, not how dogs?
Dare you? Hey, I'm just looking out for the little ones.
How dare you, pet parent? What does it shame me? Or
I'm
the
just
mom
looking
shame?
Out for the little ones.
I got you guys. I got you. I'm auntie.
Listen,
I'm
the
auntie.
Mom.
I got them. I got the dogs. Plural.
Okay. Here's the first one, Annette. Agree on a pet cleaning fee with the cleaning team.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Because here's what we mean by this. Not the fee in terms of what you're going to charge the guest, but hey, cleaning team, this property is also pet friendly. You will sometimes find pet hair in the sofa, in the bedding, in the rug. What are your policies and procedures for getting the property back to square one? And how does that price differ because we are pet friendly? So having that conversation with your cleaning team is super important. Another one on here too is the pet fee collection strategy. Annette, do you want to share a little bit about what we do?
Yes. So this is going completely against the way that Airbnb would do it. So please take notes right now. Airbnb would have you charge just one fee for the entire stay. Does not work like that. Okay. Not for us. It does not work like that. We encourage you, just like if they were going to have to go to a boarding facility or go online to rover.com, those services, they are charging per day, per pet. And that is exactly what we encourage you to do. And this would not be just added onto the stay. And you'll be very clear about this in your listing. You're going to collect it. Obviously, you're going to confirm, A, that they're bringing the pet, how many days it's going to stay. And then you're going to want to agree on the price for the pet stay and then ask for those fees. So it's not just going to be a flat rate that they see when they book the stay. Every morning I wake up, I grab a cup of coffee, and I log into this one website, our business banking with Relay.
If you invest in real estate, manage short-term rentals for yourself or others, flip houses, or any type of business owner, you need banking that's truly built for your business. No more fees. No more minimum balances. No more remembering hundreds of different logins and passwords. And my goodness, no more bookkeeping problems come tax season. This is why we love using Relay, and you should too. Right now, they're giving away free money.
Relay is an online banking platform that's a perfect fit for your short-term rental business. You get as many accounts as you need to organize and allocate income from things like day-to-day expenses, investments, or taxes. And again, like Sarah said, those are all free. And it's never been easier to send payments to your cleaning team, your inspection team, plumber, electrician. You can have virtual and physical Visa debit cards. You can now earn up to 3% APY with Relay savings accounts. And also, Relay is FDIC insured up to $2.5 million through their banking partner, Thread Bank.
It takes less than 10 minutes to apply online, and it's absolutely free. Plus, when you fund your new Relay account, Relay will add an additional $50 to your account. That is free money, hosts. So go grab the link in the show notes and sign up with Relay today.
Sarah.
What?
I want you to take a guess how much we are going to spend this year on Airbnb and Vrbo fees. Oof. I feel like I should know this number off the top of my head.
It's okay. Just make a guess.
16,000, 17,000?
Wrong. Over $50,000.
What?
Yes. I'm on Hostly's direct bookings ROI calculator right now, and I plugged in our stats. And yes, based on the number of bookings we anticipate for this year, that's how much Airbnb is going to charge us for fees.
That's crazy.
I know. But I've got some good news for you. Since we use Hostly as our property management software, the calculator is letting us know if we continue to improve our direct booking strategy, we can save over $15,000 per year.
Wow, that is good news. Plus, we know this. When we make it our goal to improve our direct bookings with Hostly, we will have more control over our cancellation policies, guest database, and our overall branding differentiation in this crazy growing industry.
Yes. Plus our bottom line.
Yeah.
So listeners, please give Hostly's direct booking ROI calculator a try for yourself. And we bet you'll be excited to learn more about Hostly's award-winning property management software and their integrated, built-in, out-of-the-box, completely customizable direct booking site for your hosting business.
And thanks for visiting, listeners. Get $100 off when they use code TFV100 at checkout. That's right. Use code TFV100 when signing up for Hostly's property management software to get $100 off. Because honestly, bringing their pet with them is something that I want to do. I look specifically for hotels and or short-term rentals that allow me to bring my dogs. I don't want to have to board them. I don't want to have to send them to, you know, to grandma and grandpa. So for me to be able to bring my dog is a perk.
It's a luxury.
It's
really
a luxury.
Is.
Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. You can charge them just like boarding houses charge to bring dogs in per night. Mm-hmm. Same thing. And I'll tell you, we've had this policy for years, and we've maybe gotten a pushback a couple times, maybe a handful.
Let's chat though, Sarah, because this is something you are going to have to be on top of if you're not doing it the way that Airbnb wants you to do it. You are going to have to remember, you know, to confirm that they're bringing the pet and to charge them for that. So this is something you are going to have to put into your systems, because someone could come and stay and you forget to request the pet fee. So this is something you are going to have systems in place. Do you want to talk about Asana and how you have that set up, Sarah? Just so people know that there has to be a checks and balances there if you are going to do it this way. It's going to add a little bit extra work, but worth it.
Yeah, you can do this directly in your property management software if you use it. So for example, we use Hostfully. And so we have a note section. We could put it in there. What our team does instead, though, is we use the free version of Asana. It's a project management software. The moment a guest confirms they're bringing their pet and that we've approved them, we will put it in Asana, date it for the day of their check-in. And in our Asana, we have it broken down by property address. So every property address has its own little section. And so we put that guest name, the date of their stay, and then the due date is the date of their arrival. Because also they might change their mind and not bring their pet. I don't want to have to reverse the fee.
Yep, exactly.
So we check with them the day of arrival. Okay, you're still bringing your pet. Great. That fee will be assessed to you today. And it's a beautiful, beautiful system.
Let's just talk about, though, what if someone does give you some kickback or you put in the request, that request for those fees, and they don't pay it? What's the follow-up there that's a kind way and just a way to make sure that it gets paid?
Well, you're kind of skipping ahead to like the other policy and procedure checklist that we have here, which is in your rental agreement, they are contractually agreeing to pay your pet fee. And so that goes back to anything else. Like what if they, you know, you could take a deposit. So whether that's a security deposit or just a pet deposit that you can, people do it a lot of different ways. You could have non-refundable, which is kind of what we're doing here. We just don't collect it till the day of. Mm-hmm. Or you can do a refundable fee that's automatically collected when they have their booking. If you have a PMS, this is very easy to do. That being said, it's rare, right?
And
it doesn't happen often.
And the funds are always collected through the resolution center, correct?
If it's booked through Airbnb, yes.
Okay.
If the guest comes from somewhere else.
And has Airbnb ever said anything about that being done through the resolution center at all?
No. That's what it's for. I mean, they set it up for extra services. And so it's nice that they've built in a pet fee collection in their platform, but it's not a part of their terms and conditions that you have to do it that way, you know? So, okay. Also, we should mention that what we've done for you is that you can download this checklist that we're going over today. So you put away your pen and paper, pay attention, just get involved in the conversation here, whether in your car or with your hosting team.
And we'll put it in the show notes too.
It'll be in the show notes as well. And then you can download your own copy of this checklist, bring it to your next team meeting, what have you, go over it, add things, take things away. And then you can build this within your Breezeway account if you have Breezeway as well, so that when your properties that are pet friendly, you can go through the amenity sections that we're going to go through here very soon. But other things to consider when you're pet friendly are things like, how many pets are you going to allow? Are there regulations in your city?
In your neighborhood.
In your neighborhood, around, in your building, like if you have an HOA. So you need to figure out that. You need to figure out the waste collection. What is your guest going to be responsible for when they take the dog for a walk, right, around your neighborhood? Whether that's in your own property or around the neighborhood, if you're in a neighborhood, and making sure that's part of your contract agreement for their stay. Flea and tick requirements. Rules for leaving pets unattended.
This gets dicey.
Because everyone thinks they have the perfect and most well-behaved pet.
Listen, even if you do, they get anxiety.
You
leave them in a strange place and they're not familiar. And even if you do have the very best pet there is, they can still get anxious and they might hear things that scare them. So, you gotta try. Like, I know there's some requirements. You know, a lot of hosts will make sure that they're, I hate to use the word, but crated when they're left alone, or take Fido with you. Take them along.
No, my dogs love their crate. I mean, that's a whole other podcast, but it's their safe space. It's familiar. It's dark. It's cozy. It's like their cave. And so we love traveling with our crate, and we encourage our guests to do the same, because I would say the number one damage we have at our properties from pets is going to be scratch marks at the door or on the trim. And you hit the nail on the head in it. It's anxiety or barking incessantly because they're stressed out. And a lot of our properties are in multifamily buildings, and that's not pleasant for the rest of our guests. So really honing this in and communicating with your guest on how the dog is to be left unattended and what your rules are around that and why. A list of veterinary offices and emergency animal hospitals near the property is super smart to let your guests know where those are. So just like in your properties where you leave emergency contacts for the humans that are staying, it's so nice to let them know what the nearest emergency hospitals are for pets, local dog parks, local pet sitting resources, local leash requirements. Like if you're maybe your guest is used to walking their dog off leash, but in your area, that's not okay. And then amenities. Let's talk about what to leave Fido in the property.
Because it is going to be an investment in the beginning when you're bringing on the pups.
And I would say you could do as little or as much as you want, but just like the game is being, you know, taken up a notch in general with short-term rentals, so is with being pet-friendly. And if you can really anticipate the needs of your dog moms and
dads. Your four-legged friends.
You are going to win that guest over. Water bowls, a bed for your pet. Microfiber pet towel is probably my favorite one. We roll it up, leave it at the door. It helps wipe off their paws. And it also kind of lets the guests know, like, hey, before you let the dog back in, you know, wipe their paws off. Lint rollers, waste bags. I won't use the word that you don't like enough.
Oh, yeah. You don't need to use that. Yeah.
We have pet stain remover spray, of course, out of the reach of children, on property for our guests to use, but also, you know, if we need to use it, it's in the property. And then kindly worded framed signage, reiterating what these items are for and reminding them to be respectful of the footprint the pet is leaving. So just communicating with your guests, whether it's in a frame sign or it's in your digital guidebook somewhere, to let them know that the pet has to be just as respectful as we require the humans to be.
And this isn't on this checklist, but we always champion leaving cleaning supplies, whether the guest is bringing a four-legged friend or not. If you can leave them a broom and a vacuum, you know, that way they can help clean up after themselves also. It's always helpful if you leave cleaning supplies for every single guest, including the ones with four-legged friends.
It is on the list.
It is.
I missed it.
Oh, see?
Which means I may have missed other amazing things on this list. So you just have to go download it yourself and experiment being pet-friendly. If you are not pet-friendly yet and you're intrigued, do yourself a favor. We're getting towards the end of the year here. Figure out this year, what was your occupancy rate? What was your average daily rate? And then when you change something like becoming pet friendly, you can then compare the difference. Mm-hmm. And the real track is pet fees. Like, how much are you collecting in pet fees? What's harder to track is the occupancy rate. But we can tell you, remember at the beginning of the episode, I told you that Key Data said that being pet friendly increases your occupancy rate by 6%. We increased our occupancy in one building where we went from not pet friendly to pet friendly. It was not pet friendly in 2022, which 2022's market was hot for short-term rental travel. We are in a down market now. Our market in here in Columbus, Ohio, it is statistically down. And we actually increased our occupancy to 7% in a down market. So that, now, can I directly relate that to being pet friendly? Not exactly, but that is the one major change we made. Mm-hmm. And so I would.
So you increased it. It's up 7%.
It's up 7% in a down market.
Let's do it. And here's the thing. Test it. Try it. And if you don't want to try it yet, I encourage you, go online and in your area, look at your competition. Check that box of pet friendly versus not pet friendly and just see what that does to the results. Similar properties to you, put in your bedroom count, put in your bathroom count, similar amenities, and then check pet friendly, uncheck pet friendly, and see what that difference is. And that's exactly what's happening when the consumer is going online and taking a look. And if they know they're bringing their pet, they're not going to not check that box. So you're going to be left out of that fee.
Another hot tip, if you are not pet friendly because you are trying to market your property as, you know, maybe allergen free or pet free, just remember that, you know, and I'm not an attorney and I don't know all the things about everywhere, but if it's a service animal, guests don't have to let you know that they're bringing them. Mm-hmm. And you can't refuse them just because your marketing standpoint is that of that you don't allow pets because they're not a pet. It's a mm-hmm. service animal.
Yep.
So just take that into consideration. I totally get it. And obviously that it probably happens few and far in between. And you might want to have something like that in your rental agreement that while you are not pet friendly, that if a service animal needs to attend, needs to be at a property because they are, you know, helping a guest out, that is something that is out of your control. So just know that too. Get this checklist for yourself. Just check out the show notes. Thanks to our friends at Breezeway for collaborating with us on this. I am Sarah Karakane.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for visiting.
Talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week.
Wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us, it's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.